AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In eastern Kentucky, a mother and child are missing hours after their car was swept into a flooded creek. Also in eastern Kentucky, a woman was killed when a tree fell in her tent while the family was camping. In Louisville, there were more than 160 water rescues because of flooding. Detoria Lacey had to be pulled out of her home.
It's flooded. It's going underneath. It's going straight through the building. Mm-hmm. It's ugly.
Thousands of people in south-central Kansas lost power after winds reaching close to 90 miles an hour down trees and damaged buildings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the framework nuclear agreement reached with Iran is wrong, and Tehran's nuclear program must be dismantled. He also wants language in any final agreement in which Iran recognizes Israel's right to exist. Marie Harf at the State Department was asked about that.
This is an agreement that is only about the nuclear issue. We have purposefully kept that separate from every other issue. That issue is complicated enough to deal with on its own. No, this is an agreement that doesn't deal with any other issues, nor should it.
Investigators in France say information from the flight data recorder from Germanwings Flight 9525 shows co-pilot Andreas Lubitz repeatedly accelerated the plane after first using the automatic pilot to put the aircraft into descent. The crash killed all 150 people on board. The weakening economy has spilled over to the job market. The AP's Sagar Magani has the numbers.
Employers added just 126,000 jobs last month, ending 12 straight months of job gains above 200,000. There were drops in manufacturing, construction, and government hiring, and a steep decline in restaurant hires. Still, the unemployment rate remains 5.5%.
The stock market is closed today for Good Friday. And speaking of Good Friday, Pope Francis is at the Colosseum in Rome. He's taking part in the reenacting the final hours and crucifixion of Jesus. This is AP Radio News. Barack Obama visited his 49th state as president, Utah. One more to go, South Dakota. In Utah today, the president announced new steps to support military veterans by training them for solar industry jobs.
We've got to lead by example, invest in the future, train our workers for good new jobs in the clean energy economy. That's how we're going to keep our economy growing.
The Energy Department has committed to training 75,000 people, including veterans, for solar industry jobs by 2020. Ray Hinton is out of prison. He spent nearly 30 years on death row in Alabama. Hinton says his prayers were answered.
I want you to know there is a God. He sit high, but he looks low.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He will destroy, but yet he will defend.
Yes.
And he defend me.
Prosecutors admitted the only evidence they had against Hinton couldn't prove he killed two fast food managers in 1985. Hinton says all they had to do was test the gun. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.